We live now in a wormhole called
digital bodies.
Mimetic flesh.
Thank you.
We're sitting in a cyber coffee bar in San Francisco talking to Denise, a dancer by night and an artist by day. Denise is strikingly beautiful in a delicate, porcelain-like way. Tall, slim, with shoulder-length auburn hair, pierced nose, lip, and of course, a single eyebrow. At one point, she stood up, turned with her back toward us, displaying magnificent tattoos in the form of multicolored angel wings that went from her shoulder blades down to the small of her back, and the colors of the most exquisite medieval stained glass. And all this was cut by slender red scars splayed up and down her arms.
We ask about the scars, and she tells us about the latest SM scene in the city. It seems these days that in the really hip areas of San Francisco, body cybernetic is out of date. Blood from outlaw consciousness allowed to float off into the east. Tech hype is only now getting underway. What's really new in San Francisco these days is some pain cut with a lot of healing. It's called slash and burn. Cut long slits down your arms or your legs. Really any flesh will do. Pour a bit of gasoline into the wounds, and then ignite your flesh. Now don't let it burn too long. We're now talking about flesh arson here. About burning down the whole barn of the body in the massive end of the century conflagration. But about pain with a recuperative purpose. Denise explains. The real joy of inflicting pain in your own body lies in the deep pleasure of the healing process, and it's almost addictive. Cut the flesh, pour on gas, touch it burn, and then eagerly anticipate the long and slow healing powers of the body.
The body in San Francisco, then, is all about cynical pain, intensifying the pain of the flesh to get one last hit of the angel wings of bodily healing.
Thank you.
dead dogs and daddy under the Christmas tree. Merry Christmas. You can't go home again? That's definitely not true, because at Christmas you can always only go home. And sometimes it's real grisly. Stories of arthritic eyes and black spots and tumors and cancers and angina and heart attacks for the 12 very merry days of Christmas. Or stories of my best friend Doug who stabbed his daddy to death and left his body under the Christmas tree until March with Rex, the good old family dog. Now, Doug was schizoid, but so was his daddy. So I guess it was just a matter of time or circumstance to see which delusion won out. Oedipus revenged or Merry Christmas Dad from hell. I'm out shopping with my mother, buying her a spanking new Toshiba TV with closed captioning and digital ports galore for a happy multimedia future. And she suddenly says, "Did you see the manager of the store?" Well, a few weeks ago, his wife went down to the highway, threw herself in front of a transport truck, left three children. Sort of sad, I guess. This is just after we drove by the house of the family doctor, the one who had acid thrown in his face during a happy Yuletide season past, by an unhappy patient hiding in the back of his car after a house call. And it was just after our next-door neighbor of many years said goodnight to his wife, had a last drink with the boys down at the Legion Hall, turned on all the lights in the house, went into the basement, and blew his head off with a 410 double-barreled shotgun. 3 months later, his oldest son, with whom he never had good relations anyway, did the very same thing. Drove his girlfriend to work. Getting out of the car, she said, "See you later." He said, "Maybe." And he was right, because on the same day, he killed himself over his daddy's grave. Same gun, different shells.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year!
Ooh. hysteria. Or what you really desire from this anxiety. And that comes from riding the advance. Just between hyperstress and flatness in your hair. Lazy days are here again. I'm okay, and so are you. As long as you're not sent with hedonism San Francisco style. In California, nobody appears to have any of us. That's what